ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విద్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam, and welcome once again to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Today is January 10th, 2018 and 2019. Yes, the new year has begun. A lot of activity in Prashanthi Nilayam, especially in the Sri Satyasai Educational Institutions. The inaugural function of the annual sports and cultural meet. If you go to the ground, to the Hillview Stadium, you'll be really stunned with the way all the boys are preparing at hectic pace for the beautiful offering to Bhagwan. In fact, this is one of the most spectacular activities of the academic calendar of Sri Satyasai Educational Institutions. And for all the boys, this is their first major offering to Bhagwan in the new year. The new year began with a beautiful note when all the alumni of Sri Satyasai Educational Institutions were in Prashanthi Nilayam on January 1st, 2019 to offer their gratitude to Bhagwan. And it was such an heartening sight to see the Cyclone Hall filled with the Sai Army, with Bhagwan students. And there were 3 days cultural programs, very beautiful programs. And as I mentioned the previous week, the alumni this time also had 7-day festival of service. So they were serving in the ashram. They were cleaning up the Bhaktasayak Nivas, the sheds where pilgrims to Prashanthi Nilayam stay. They were cleaning up the hospital, they were cleaning up various departments. In fact, now the alumni have decided to be in Prashanthi Nilayam on the weekend of every week. On the second Saturday and Sunday of every month, the alumni are going to be in Prashanthi Nilayam, and they are going to work along with the Sevadals to spruce up the ashram, to spruce up the various institutions in Prashanthi Nilayam. It was definitely such a beautiful occasion to see these children of Sai now making this offering to Bhagwan, not just once a year, but making it every month. They do service activities in different places all around the year, but now it is going to be also in Prashanthi Nilayam, to make this Prashanthi Nilayam to a heaven of peace, a heaven of love, a heaven of spiritual purity and wellness. I had the chance to talk to a few of the alumni who had come. I will share with you some of those conversations today. First will be one with Mr. Vikas Mishra, who had the opportunity to study in Bhagwan's institution way back in the 80s, and currently he works as a lawyer in Mumbai. So after you hear this conversation with Vikas Mishra, I'll also play for you another one with Anindya Dasgupta. He's from Delhi and he works for FedEx. He has had more than 20-25 years of experience in the corporate world, and both of them very senior alumni of Bhagwan's institutions were in Prashanthi Nilayam for the new year. So let's begin with the conversation with Brother Vikas Mishra.
Sairam Brother Vikas Mishra, and welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside.
Sairam Pishu.
So it is Premabandham 2019, you're here. So heartening to see 500 to 600 alumni from across the world gathering at Bhagwan's feet. How does it feel to be here during this time?
Great, Bishu. It is a great homecoming and getting together and recollecting your old days at lotus feet. So it is a great feeling here.
So what are those beautiful memories that flooded your mind as you sat in Cyclone Hall at Bhagwan's sannidhi?
When we sit in the Kulwant Hall, we recollect our old student days. But I'll just start from one of the birthdays which I celebrated in Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
I brought, as usual, all students take flowers to offer Swami.
Mm.
I bought a flower from outside Vrindavan gates. It costed 50 paise those days.
So this was in 80s, right?
80s, yes.
Early 80s.
Early 80s. So, sat there along with all clothes and all paraphernalia which birthday boys usually take from hostel.
In a birthday tray.
Birthday tray, yes. As usual. So, Swami opened the gate. I stood up. Again, he closed. Just for the fun, I don't know how Swami did. Again, I stood up. Again, I sat down when mm-hmm. he closed. Again, I stood. Then he smiled and straight away came to me mm-hmm. where I was sitting there. And he asked in Telugu, from Kadinchi Po, something, from where I could understand the meaning, from mm-hmm. where you got this flower. Swami outside. How much? Again, he asked in Telugu, how much? But I could understand the what he meant.
Yes.
So, Swami, 50 paise.
Mm.
Waste of, he just showed his hand, waste of money, ra, dunna pota. Smiled and told me, then told, I need only Hruday Pushpa, he was telling in Telugu, not these flowers.
Wow. Why did you waste money on this flower? I need the flower of your heart.
Flower of your heart.
Wow.
So, after that, I don't offer any flowers. I was just ruminating, why Swami told waste of money? 50 paise flower, waste of money.
Mm.
So his meaning was hidden meaning. Yes. Don't bring me outside flowers.
Yes.
I don't want outside flowers.
Yes.
That is one of the great learning.
Wow. That is such a powerful reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we do, if we do it with all our heart,
yes,
that is enough for Swami. That he does not need what money can buy.
Actually, his intention is patram pushpam phalam toyam, and hruday pushpa is, that's what he says. Patram is our body, yes. Pushpam is our heart, toyam is our tears which yes. devotion yes. flows. That is what offering
rest. And I'm sure in your 7 years of stay at Bhagwan, you would have experienced that, isn't it? Like
yes,
whenever
yes.
you do something with
definitely,
love.
Definitely, definitely.
Bishu. For Bhagwan, and you will see how he responds.
One more just point I would like to mention in one of the days, which I think most of the devotees and Radio Sai would like to listen. One of the Sundays, it was in Vrindavan,
mm-hmm.
and one of the devotees, some staff members from nearby campuses, every Sunday they visit Vrindavan whenever Swami is there.
Correct, yeah.
So one of the teachers, I don't know who was the name of that person, Swami, which God we should worship? He just asked.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna, Rama, I'm getting confused, he told Swami,
okay.
or Devi, mm-hmm. which one should we worship? Then Swami told, sit down. He told in Kannada actually, then it was being translated.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami gave example of Shurpanakha.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to marry Rama.
Mm-hmm.
Rama cut her nose and ears.
Correct.
Then she went and did tapas for Shiva.
Uh-huh.
Shiva granted her boon. Then in next Janma, she became like Kubja.
Uh-huh.
And Krishna married her.
Kubja is the lady Shurpanakha. Krishna cured.
Yeah. And why she had such a, Kubja had very good face.
Yeah.
Because she had very good desire to marry Rama.
Mm.
And because of her evil deeds, she had bank karma.
Yeah, she had a broken back.
Broken,
yeah.
Kub, that back.
Correct.
So that's, so whom she did she wanted to marry? Rama.
Mm.
Whom did she worship? Shiva.
Mm.
Who married her? Krishna. So all are one, depending on
oh,
the so time.
Swami gives example,
yes, Swami
to say that.
Swami
you worship it, say
yes,
Rama,
yes.
Krishna, Shiva.
So see, these are all different times. God takes different forms.
Mm.
Everything is one.
Wow.
So don't worry of whomever you worship. Krishna, it comes to same God.
Yes.
Rama also comes to same God.
Mm.
Shiva also comes to same God.
Mm.
So this was a great lesson which we had in that one of the Sundays in Vrindavan.
Mm.
Then one more thing I recollect, Bishu, in my final MSc. It was a great learning, even today it stays with me, whenever I work. It was a great learning in the sense, Bishu, ki, just I tell you, ki, whatever you do, you don't have to be anything. Just leave it, do that work and leave it. Give it to Bhagwan.
Hmm.
It so happened, Swami was about to visit hostel.
And serve with all your heart and be nothing.
Be nothing.
Hmm.
You will don't think that you will get recognition or you will be patted or nothing like that. God knows it. That's all. But don't expect anything. And that leave it. So you will not feel bad if nobody, you feel, I have done so much and nobody recognizes it. And then you feel bad. And that creeps many negativity inside, goes on building inside you.
Yes.
And then you start. So how it happened was, Swami visited hostel, about to visit initially. So I thought I will do something for Bhagwan's visit. And I was thinking Swami's aim is to bring back the old culture.
Mm.
So I thought, why not? Some guests were also coming with Swami. So why not select some instance of lives of great saints of India, like Tulsidas, Tyagaraj, Purandar Das. These three saints I had selected. Kanak Das, Purandar Das was selected. That incident was his children don't have money and Krishna comes and feeds them at the night. Tyagaraja, one incident he throws away and he says Rama is. Tulsidas, one incident and some boys who were singers, we were selected. I selected because I was an MSc, so some school boys, because in those days, no old hostel, this junior boys hostel was not there.
Yeah, all the boys used to stay in one hostel,
stay in
school
same hostel.
And the colleges. So you did this drama with the school boys?
School boys, okay. And mainly school boys, because they listened to us. Institute boys would not have listened to us. So I with our Mr. Ramon sir.
So you wrote the script and everything?
Script with help of Mr. Ramon sir, because his English was too good. So I approached Ramon sir. He helped out writing dialogues part of it. The boys memorized it. We had some small rehearsals.
Okay.
It was presented to Swami.
When Bhagwan visited
Bhagwan in hostel, everything was well. But nowhere my name appeared. He directed, he did everything. Nothing. Over.
But Swami was happy with that.
Swami was happy.
Boys got
one boy's throat was little, who acted like, I think Tyagaraja, he was, he's now in States, someone of the boys. I think Mr. Srikant or somebody. His voice was not good.
Okay.
Evening we came next day to hostel, Portico, Swami's Darshan. So what, nobody is realizing, my name was not announced in hostel also, see Vikas Mishra did, I should have got Pad Namaskar, all characters got Charan Spurs.
Yeah, all the actors got Spurs,
didn't get anything. Because after that Swami took photographs and all, nothing, I am just left out.
You didn't get anything.
Nothing, not even Charan Spurs, nothing. So what I have stoiled, it was my idea, original it is my idea, everything I did, we approached Ramon sir, everything, background music, but nothing I am going, Rama was there, everything over, everybody just forgot me. What is this? I'm feeling bad inside.
Yes.
Then Swami straight away came to me. He just talked. See, big boys, no? He was telling in Telugu. Pedda boy's mistake. Small boy's voice is not good. Why they selected that? You should not taken that boy's. He looked at me.
In the evening?
Evening.
Darshan time.
Darshan time. And he looked at me and just went away. So Swami knows. But he's not telling you to good work. Finally, see, what was my intention? But Swami should know.
Swami should know that I have...
Swami knows, but he's not telling others that he has done. So, I felt, see, this is what Bhagwan's...
So, he was letting you know that he knows you were behind
but
the drama.
But he told you have to be... That was the biggest lesson which I could get and which stays me even today, Bishu, in any place of work.
Yes.
Because I know I have done it now, I have to leave it. Because I don't know, I may get recognition, I may not get.
Yes.
So, I don't feel bad about it.
But be sure that he knows.
He knows it.
Yeah.
He knows it. But you expect, I have ran for that drama 4-5 days in out.
Yes.
And finally nothing, nobody is telling anything, Vikas, you have done. In a hostel also, they knew I am, but nobody is, you have done good job. That's all. But
nobody,
calling
so
in
don't,
front.
Now you don't wait for recognition from others.
So that was a big thing. And then I realized, Swami's aim is what? Not to give us recognition. And thanks to Radio Sai. I often listen to Swami's discourses and their underlining principle in all discourses I see is to remove your Dehatma Bhava.
Body.
I am
feeling.
Body. That's what Swami says.
Yes.
Either, and it is going to happen in each and every student or devotee's life.
Correct.
Swami has not come to give us recognition, finance. See, he wants to remove. So either he will remove your attachment to the place of work where you are working.
If you attach to something. He is here only to ensure that we get attached to God.
Yes.
Something
happen, incident will happen in your life.
Correct.
Either to which thing you are attached, you will have, and I have seen in lives of many students.
I know.
You will leave, you would do so much for the institution build up, and you will have to leave one day.
One fine day you have to leave.
Some incident will force you don't want to leave.
Yes.
So I thought this is a great lesson for me.
Wow.
And just do everything.
You are all the time calm, right?
Calm. So now, because I recollect my those days.
How this?
Okay, see, Swami knows it, leave it.
Wow.
This is what in practice you want to Karman neva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadach.
Wow.
So that is what great lesson in that, still it stays with me throughout.
Wow.
In my place of work, in samiti work, when we do, and no convener, no district president, even state president doesn't know because we have done this.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I have to accept it.
Yes.
I have to accept it. It's the fact of life.
Yes.
We have to do and be nothing.
Wow.
So don't feel bad. We have done it for Swami. That's all. That satisfaction.
In fact, this hear all, say nothing, serve all, be nothing, give all, take nothing.
Yes.
When the Prashanthi Nilayam construction was going on,
yes,
way back in 1948.
Yes, yes.
Swami used to himself work for that construction.
Yoho.
Because, you know, Swami used to tie a towel around his head and around his waist and work along with the workers. Because, you know, at that time, 1948, India just attained independence. There were hardly any facilities. When there were plans, there were no funds. When the funds were there, logistics didn't happen. So Swami had to really, at the earthly level, motivate all these people to work. I mean, there were no workers. Basically, all these volunteers, devotees who were joining hands and working. And this is what Swami used to constantly say, the devotees. I mean, he used to sing these lines and work and, you know, inspire everyone.
Hmm.
I mean, now this has become the song of your life.
Yes.
So it's really so beautiful. So, can I ask you, I mean, you are someone who did bachelor's and master's in biosciences, and then you are now practicing law. You've been a practicing lawyer for the last 10 years. So, how did this transition happen?
It was not anything intentional or nothing. It is it is Swami's will itself. I would just recollect my final interview. Mm-hmm. We were waiting here, and those days hospital was just coming up.
Yeah.
Every time Swami will come out, how many bioscience boys? Mm-hmm. So all of us will raise our hands.
I might be one of those boys.
All bioscience boys were waiting here.
Correct.
So finally Swami selected, I think, Ravi Mariwala and Bharat Dutt.
Mm-hmm.
But every time Swami will come and, how many bioscience boys? So all of us will, MSc boys will raise our hands. 8-9 boys. Manchidi. Rent boys ki select chestanu, but who will select, he will not tell. So we waited.
Who I will select?
So we waited. MSc again. Chalo, they are not there. Agar some chance I will get it. Hospital. Some more boys were selected. Then I thought I might get one day even.
So you wanted to stay back?
Stay back here.
So
again one day Swami came out in darshan, and I think Mariwal was standing just next after their training. Ask Swami, man, because he just prodded me. Swami, Jarvikas, ask. So I just stood up and, Swami, can I work in hospital? Kuchu.
Sit down.
He just stood still. He just kept quiet at all. Swami's wish. Nothing can. Again, every time he'll ask, I stand up and he'll just look here and there. When I said, I told, it is not for me here.
Mm-hmm.
Then he called us inside, interview room. All waiting boys, most of us who were there. In that incident, I think Swami talked about hospital again.
Mm-hmm.
There were some devotees who were ready to give 100 crores Swami ko. He was telling Swami ko dene ko mangta.
They were willing to give
it. Yeah, but Swami told, but they wanted what condition? It should be near Bangalore, skyscraper, brick building. They had planned also income.
Uh-huh.
This is what Swami hospital, we will do everything.
Mm.
But Swami told, no, I want in village.
Mm.
Poor villages, who looks after them? City already have so many hospitals. I want in village, and management will be in Satya Sai Trust.
Hmm.
I won't give the management to anybody. If you want to donate with this condition, and they didn't donate that money.
Mm-hmm.
The Swami will see Sai Sankalpa is there.
Hmm.
In Bharat, then Swami specifically told, in Bharat Desh, if you have any good Sankalpa, the Kankana Varsa Vastundi, Swami's hands, I still remember, Bharat Desh, he used that word.
Yeah. In Bharat Desh, in India. If you have a pure thought.
Good thought, you take up any work, you get the rain of gold. And when he did Kankana Varsha, his hand just touched my nose, I remember. Oh. I was just sitting next to Kankana Varsha Vastundi. And he told like that. And he just told many things, and we asked Swami, what should we do?
Mm.
Suddenly told me, don't do bank jobs. Mm-hmm. And then he asked, again started talking each and every person. Then again I was confused, then what should I do? Bank job nahi to aage kya?
Mm.
Something so positive, he is telling negative.
Mm.
Don't do this. But what should I? Then vaguely it will do service. Well, again, service is very wide range. I was, and Swami came out and started, you know, once Swami gets up and takes that vibhuti.
Yes, basket.
Basket. And told, huh?
His conclusion
come on.
Of the interview.
Again, I was confused. Swami, when should I come back? What should I do again? I was just getting, this is the chance. I told, now I will not get chance again because Swami has got up now. I am in you, with you, above you, below you. These words, I think it tells everybody. Same thing he repeated. Above you, below you. Swami, when should I come? Again, I was asking. Swami, when should I? I thought still I had hope that Swami might keep me here, give some chance. Whenever you like. Again, it was very vague.
Mm.
I went away.
Mm.
Then I worked for many companies. Marketing sales. After first, I would like to mention that after my first appointment letter came to Prashanthi Nilayam, I wanted to show it to Swami. I thought might be Swami tell me something. So I told him, first I will show it to Swami and then I'll join the company. So I came to Puttaparthi. Those days we could directly sit. Those restrictions of senior or alumni and these things were not there. So just Swami was staying in Prashanthi Mandir itself.
Yes.
So we just, first pillar, we just sat with the appointment letter. I just stood up, Swami sat down. Again he took the round of darshan, came back. Again I showed him Swami. He created vibhuti and gave me. Fever hai? Touched my neck.
Do you have fever?
Huh? I told, no Swami, why is asking fever hai? Sit down. I sat down again. He gave me vibhuti and told, okay, went back. 2 days only I stayed.
So he didn't say anything about your
nothing,
job?
Nothing, nothing about job, nothing. He, in fact, he was concerned about my health as if I am having fever.
But you didn't have fever?
No, I didn't have fever. I don't know why he told like that. Gave me vibhuti. I took vibhuti. But one thing I would like to mention, Pishu, I thought I have been to Parthi, taken Swami's Pad Namaskar, he gave me.
Yes.
Okay, I would be successful in this company will run like anything and I'll be top brass in this company. But to be frank, that company closed down after 6 months.
Oh.
So again, one more learning, never expect from Swami that he has come to give you worldly success or this again. But that is our karma which each and everyone has to undergo, whether you are here, there.
So he never commented on your job.
No,
he just blessed you.
Just blessed me and concerned about my health. Fever hai kya? Looking me, gave me vibhuti, check charan spark and came back. Nothing about job, nothing, nothing about worldly part of it. I was feeling bad. What is this? Now again look for fresh job. Again try praying to Swami in my heart. 10 years I continued. Suddenly one day, my sister brings me the law form. I told, you do this, brother. LLB now? No, no, you do law.
But your parents must have been happy that he blessed you with
vibhuti. Yes, my mother saw me giving vibhuti. She was sitting that side. And everybody, see, after passing out also Swami recognize you and talks to you and gives you vibhuti. It was great thing. After passing out 1-2 years I stayed outside.
Yes.
Swami gave me vibhuti. It was great blessing. I was also feeling reconnect. Even after passing out Swami is talking to you. Then I did law. Again to practice Bishu, it was his grace. To practice law is not that easy without a senior. And to be very
you start
frank,
off working with someone.
See, getting law degree is easy. Anybody can be do LLB degree. But to practice is a different ball game altogether. To be in courts. And you have to have some senior to guide you on each and every step. Now what next? Now what state you should take?
To learn the rules
to
of the
learn
game.
The rules of the game, court, where to do what applications to be moved. Because that is not taught in law schools. That you got only by practice. And you will be shocked, Bishu, I did not have any senior. Because I was myself senior, I could not join any other chamber of any other lawyer. And how Swami guided me, how briefs came to me that time.
You didn't have anybody to guide you?
No. It was all then and there in court. I used to somebody think, now you move this. Somebody came and told, some other lawyers used to help me. But somehow I could practice and now 10 years successful practice. I have my office, 2 juniors with me. And how Swami has guided me throughout my profession. It is a big testimony altogether.
So Bhagwan was your mentor.
Really?
And he held your hands.
To be very frank, I could appear in Supreme Court, High Court, all places, all because of His grace. Without anything, His grace and His guidance.
Wow.
Nothing else.
Amazing. Because He told you that I'm in you, with you, around
you. Yeah, but
you.
That time we could not get faith in His words and we want success. He has blessed me means I should be successful next year or maybe next week. See, our time limit, time consideration is very fast.
Understanding Swami is always difficult, takes time.
One incident I would recollect, Bishu, in our Janmashtami day. Swami used to give bananas to feed to the cows.
Yes.
So we used to, all boys used to bring cows and calves from Gokulam.
Correct.
To Mandir. And we were standing there. Swami used to come to each and every boy and feed that cow. Cow which was in our custody did not open her mouth. Swami gave it to me and went away. And again he turned back and told me, hey, not for you. I told, what is this, Swami? I know it is for cow only. I will feed her. Then it was a great learning, Bishu, ke whatever God fruit he gave me, it is not for you. Whatever God gives us, any good things like law practice or my knowledge, or your wealth, your money, your wealth, everything has to be used for the benefit of the others.
The welfare of others.
Welfare of others. You should not have your personal agenda on that.
Wow.
So that was a great learning, and which I feel still practice that, okay, you should help others, whatever gifts God gives you.
Wow.
Like he has given me, but it was not for you.
Not for you.
So it was a great thing, you see.
He will look after you.
Whatever I am giving,
yes,
give it to others.
Wow.
Don't keep it for yourself.
Don't think it is for you.
No, give it to others. And it learn to sacrifice. Give it to others.
Wow.
Don't keep with you. That I would have taken.
So how has it been practicing law with following Swami's principles?
It is not that difficult, but yes, it is difficult, means difficult in the sense is around you, the atmosphere in courts today is very, very negative. But still, if you stick, it is not that difficult. You continue, you don't feel that you are sticking. You stick to your words of Bhagwan to do welfare. Financially, you may not be that great like other lawyers may earn. You may envy, he is charging more, but you are charging less because the customer cannot afford.
Yes.
And if I stick to, no, I will charge only that much. So, but as a career-wise, it will be rewarding to you. You are help somebody throughout your profession.
You feel it's more fulfilling.
Yes. Financially, you may not earn that much. Matlab, finance should not be the goal.
But you are more happy, more peaceful,
more peaceful, because nobody curses you. In fact, people refer you, you go to that lawyer, he will help you out. People who cannot afford, they refer our name, you know, you go to him and he will help you out.
He has a good heart.
Yes, yes, that's what it is. And even great briefs I have got because of this reason. Okay, we know, because we trust you, even though there are reputed lawyers, but only one thing, that you know, you will not cheat us.
Wow.
So that is what trust is there with us, and we will, and that they stay with us.
And I think that is the moment when definitely we can feel that we have offered our Hridaya Pushpa to Swami.
Yes, definitely.
Right? Swami will be proud.
So we don't bother about finances part of it. Financially, I may be earning lesser than
other Swami parts. Looks after, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Definitely, Bishu. That is our experience altogether. From somewhere, something will come and happen in your life. You don't have to worry. That is for
Leave everything to Him.
Yes. That is there. But you have to have that faith.
Wow. Amazing. Brother, can I also ask you something? Because, you know, you were in Prashantinilayam as a student during that landmark event of 60th birthday. Because I think you joined in 84.
Yes,
in 85,
yes.
We had the 60th birthday. And,
yes.
And that was one mega event. Any memories of
there are many memories. Vishu, 60th birthday was a great event in the history of Prashantinilayam. Those days, this construction of stadium was continuing going on.
Correct.
And we were
the Hilvi Stadium.
We were in school. And every time Swami's car will pass.
Correct.
Every morning, invariably, and all that time, all studies will stop. All will look after Swami's car will going on.
From the classroom, Shanti Vedika.
Yes,
car.
Shanti Vedika.
Yes.
Everybody will stop Swami's car. The service, what happened? Swami, Swami, Swami. Everybody shout. Swami's car going, coming.
Yes.
From hostel, boys will run around.
Correct, yeah.
And every day, Swami will come to the...
Say, every day you're waiting. Is Swami coming today?
Yes,
Swami coming.
Because everything was just foundation. Swami was laying foundation. This Hanuman statue came up during that time. That.
Yes, sir.
Earlier, Shanti Vedika was this side. Earlier in 59th birthday, we had a program in front of Swami, if All India Sevadal Conference. That time where now this Jorashtra or Krishna statue, that there it was. You should have seen Swami's photograph smiling, laughing.
Yes, yes.
That was also sports meet. That time stage was that side. And Swami for 60th birthday, Swami shifted this side.
The Shanti,
Shanti
Vedika.
Present
where
Shanti
is it
Vedika.
Now? Yes, stage.
60th birthday again, we had practiced lot of Naga dance, Bhangra dance in front of Swami. Swami arranged special trainers for us to dance in front of Swami's chariot. All practice sessions Swami is to come. 23rd November 1985, we came to Mandir early morning 5:36, Bhangra dance and Naga dance boys, because we want to start in front of Swami's chariot.
Yes, when the opportunity to be part of Bhagwan's
part
birthday
of
procession.
Birthday procession.
Swami should love Bhangra dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was the first time Swami started. I don't know, earlier it would have been, but that was in our time, first time we saw this. And Swami's garages were given us for makeup rooms. The two garages were there.
Car garages.
Car garages. That time cars used to be there.
Yes.
So we used to doing makeup and get ready for the... Suddenly we saw Swami's calling all boys. Swami came down from his room.
Yes. In the Mandir. Mandir
room,
in the Mandir
637. Yes. He called all boys to in prayer hall.
The bhajan hall.
Bhajan hall right now.
Yes.
23rd November morning, his birthday. I don't know whether Swami himself would have had breakfast. He's asking, boys, breakfast khaya? No, Swami. Everybody told. Then that time Kutumbra was there. He called
Secretary of the Ashram.
Secretary of the Ashram told, go and get upma and idli. and tea. You wait here only. Wow. He didn't tell us to go there and have. Could have as well told, go to canteen, I will arrange you. No. Sit here only, because all were in makeups, no? Sit here only. So all lined up.
So in the bhajan hall?
Bhajan hall, Vishu. 23rd November, I remember the breakfast was. He didn't say it is prayer hall. How you can have food here? Who will clean? Nothing. He didn't bother about.
Imagine, that is 60th birthday and there are thousands gathered and so many things happening.
Swami people are waiting. Mandir is full. Everything is full.
And Swami is concerned whether you, the Bhangra dance boys, had breakfast or not.
That was a great, great thing, Bishu. Because if you would not have had breakfast, because that day Swami's lecture, so many VIP's lectures, the function continued till 1 o'clock, 1:30.
Oh my God!
And only hostel boys anyway would have had breakfast and come.
But you had come very early.
So all of us would not have had any chance to get it because from stage then wait.
Nobody
for
else asked about that. But Swami's mind was...
Swami, how he was thinking
all the
about
time
our
thinking
our thing. And that still touched us. And we feel still... Whenever we think about that incident, bring tears to our eyes, Swami. Because who is bothered about you? Dancing in front, I am the God. You dance, who will bother about you? And he was just thinking whether you had breakfast or not.
Amazing.
It was a great, great feeling, Bishu.
When you live with Bhagwan, there are such overwhelming moments.
So we
of
also
love.
Should take care of people who work for us, people who work with us.
Yes.
Take care of them. That's what his teaching was. Never be self-centered.
Yes.
They are, don't take everything for granted. They should work for you without anything. No. See God in them. Serve them first.
Yes. I mean, the way Swami filled us with love.
Yes, yes.
That much love. With that intensity, we need to share it with others.
Yes, definitely. That's what aim of Bhagwan is. Yes. Tells us embodiments of love.
Yes.
He wants us to make us that his embodiment in love and in sacrifice.
Yes.
You see, you know, Swami was not attached to any of his
correct
things. He left body just like that without making any plans. And he would have made his own at his level.
Master plan.
Master plan. But not telling, see, it's not detached. Same thing he wants, expects in, we do so many work in our work. Never, I know I'm working in my place, I'm in office. When it will be leave, taken away from me, I'm afraid. So never be attached.
Yes. Okay, whatever happens
happen,
is good.
Because invariably I know something will happen which I'll, Swami doesn't want, if you say Swami, no, we are Swami's devotee. He will see that you don't get attached to these things.
Yes.
He wants you to something permanent.
Get attached to permanent.
Permanent. That's
nothing
what is
nothing temporary.
That's what his message I could, because thanks to Radio Sai again I would say, I listen to Swami's discourses before sleeping, just put, and basic message I get to know this, you are not the body. You think, live Dehatma Bhava. Live Dehatma Bhava. That is the basic meaning of the message of Bhagwan. Otherwise, discourses are there, embodiments of love. You think that you are power of love. You think you are not another swarup of. Just start thinking that.
Yes.
And that only will take you across.
Whatever happens, you should think it is
for
my
own good.
It is for my good.
Yes.
It is for my good.
And only when great devotees you learn from their lives, you learn how they thought it is for their good. And we have to also consider it for positive way.
Yes.
Instead of thinking Swami is punishing us.
No, no. It's for my good.
It is for my good. Because he is God, he never punishes anything.
And he takes care, isn't it?
From our limited view, no, we think, like Swami told me to go. I thought because Swami is punishing me, you know. But if you see, he is God, he has no selfish motive.
Correct.
See, whomever he gives, it is to for their own benefit to evolve in their own respective
spiritual journeys.
Spiritual way, might be my fortune or my karma, prarabdha is there. Like prarabdha way, one thing I think, of course it should be written here also. We were in Vrindavan. We didn't go for holidays. Swami had called some boys to take some pickles in his room. I also came from hostel. I kept it down and went away. Some boys Swami called up and gave them samosas.
Oh, okay.
Then evening he came in darshan line and came, you didn't come, he asked me. Tune Swami niche rakke gaya.
I kept it down.
I kept it down. Kya kar sakta hai? Prapti nahi hai Swami.
Swami said, oh, you don't have the prapti.
Then I realized ki there should be prapti for all these things.
To receive God's grace also, God, he should have earned it.
Earned it, prapti.
So of course, he's very compassionate.
Should have given me. Then I was thinking, but Swami could have given me prapti, something. But then I felt ki nahi, it is part of our, whoever gets is due to his previous jhamma karmas.
Yes.
We don't know what it is.
And that's the reason why you have to continuously keep doing good acts.
Good acts.
Build your spiritual bank balance. That's our reserve bank.
I think once you are engaged that way, then whatever happens, that never rattles you. And you look at Bhagwan's picture and look at his beautiful form and offer everything.
Yes, that is what have to have happen. And one more incident which lastly I have to narrate. Swami was talking to us in Vrindavan, just came out from his tray, and we were standing there. Swami was talking some things, I don't recall exact points. One leaf from the tree fell on Swami's hair. And boys looking at Swami, somebody told Swami, camera. Swami, leaf is there.
On your
he shouted, Swami's hair, Swami, leaf.
Here,
this is forest, raw forest.
Swami said, this is forest.
This is he took
referring
them,
to his crown of hair.
Forest. Then he told, forest means for rest.
Wow.
For you to rest.
Wow.
Leave everything on Swami.
Leave everything on Swami. So I think that that's such a beautiful thing.
For rest. Again, Swami bifurcated the word. You tension, tum log khali forgot. Leave on me.
Leave on me.
I will take care of everything.
I think that is such a beautiful thing. Every time we look at Bhagwan, if you look at his beautiful crown of hair and think, Swami, I can just leave everything at your feet. Because he's telling, this is forest.
He feels, see, other person say, you don't, we want, nobody should give us work. He says, you give me everything.
Yes, yeah.
You give me everything.
Yes.
And I will take care of you.
As Swami used to say that you bring all the 100 rupee, you get 10,000 coins and give it to me, I'll give you a sleek 100 rupee note.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. He's here only to lighten and brighten
us. Our burdens and take her to the Godward path.
Yes, yes. Oh, wow. And enlighten us.
Yes, definitely.
Beautiful. Really lovely, brother. Thank you so much for coming to the studios of Radio Sai. And every moment with Swami, whatever few that we remember now, are so very precious and they have become our life-defining moments.
Definitely, definitely.
And if we continuously think about every single second that we have spent, you know, I think there is no end to the tears of gratitude and joy that will flow down our cheeks. And I think it's true for every devotee.
Definitely.
If you think about every day, I mean, the very fact that we are having this conversation now is also a gift of His
gift
grace.
Of Sai. Gift
that
of
we could
Sai.
Come for Prema Bandham is also a gift of
Sai.
Gift of Sai. I mean, then our whole life becomes just Sai Mayam and Anandamayam.
Yes, yes, definitely.
A continuous stream of joy. Sir. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks, Bishu.
Sarah.
Thank you very much.
So that was Brother Vikas Mishra, an alumnus of Bhagwan's institution, now working as a lawyer in Mumbai. What can we say? It is just Prema Bandham. It is a series of beautiful moments of being overwhelmed with the love that Bhagwan is. That is how the student, life of every student is, and the opportunity of gathering at his feet during Prema Bandham is one moment when you go back in time and recall those moments and you recharge yourself with those powerful vibrations. You fill yourselves with renewed energy, knowing that His love is there with you wherever you are, however you are. It was really absolutely blissful listening to all these brothers who had gathered on January 1st, 2019 at his lotus feet. Let me share with you one more conversation. This was with Brother Anindya Das Gupta, who also joined Bhagwan's institution way back in the 80s, and currently he works for FedEx in Delhi.
Sai Ram, Brother Anindya, and welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, and it's really such a joyous occasion. We are recording this on the New Year Day. We just had such a beautiful session in the Sai Kulwant Hall, and sitting with so many brothers together offering that collective prayer to Bhagwan, I'm sure so many memories would have flooded your mind.
Absolutely, Prushti. I think it's a great pleasure to come back here, come back to our home, and it's like in a homecoming. So the feeling is, I mean, it's beyond any, you know, words that you can put across. So it's a fantastic feeling.
Yes. So tell me, whether you do it consciously or not, it just happens, isn't it? You sit there and your mind just goes back to the days that you spent with Bhagwan.
It's become so nostalgic.
Yes.
Become so nostalgic.
Yes. And it is nostalgic
and it is revealing and it is life-defining, isn't it?
Exactly. You've chosen the right words, in fact, to define and what I was just feeling inside.
Yes. So tell me, which of those life-defining moments came back to your consciousness?
Prushti, one thing that we have generally learned from Swami's presence is, you know, he makes those complex things into such simpler form so that, you know, all of us can digest the beauty of that, what exactly he speaks, especially from a message perspective. So if I can recollect one very, you know, beautiful incident, this happened in Vrindavan during, you know, my days when I was staying from 1988 to 1991, you know, where I completed my graduation from that a fantastic and, you know, holy place. We were in thrice session and one of the devotees, I don't recollect exactly who, but he asked Swami a very, very interesting and a very, very general, but yet a very, very complex question.
Mm-hmm.
And that question was, Swami, staying in this world, you know, how can we come closer to God?
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, his question. And, you know, Prushti, I'm sure you would agree that this is such an, you know, question that is basically, you know, asked by a lot of devotees to various saints and sages across. And,
yes,
and in fact, the answers that comes out from this question, maybe it goes into huge volumes, you know,
yes,
they would quote Bhagavad, they would quote X, Y, Z. But at the end of the day, you would never be satisfied in the amount of answers that you get from these, you know, great souls vis-a-vis the one-liner question that you asked him, you know, staying in this world, how can we be close to God? And Prushti, believe me, the answer that Swami gave, you know, Swami is of course masters of words. I'm sure all of us would agree to that.
We've seen that.
He plays with his words, right?
Yes.
And he beautifully, you know, magnanimously, you know, in his own beautiful way, he has given such beautiful answer. It still gives me goosebumps, you know, when I think of that. Swami says, okay, so staying in this world, you want to come closer to God, isn't that? So all of us said, yes, Swami. The Swami said, it's very simple. What is this world? This is W-O-R-L-D. This is where you live in, right? And your question was pertaining to this. Staying in this world, how can we come close to you? So if you see in this beautiful world word, which is comprising of W-O-R-L-D, there is Lord jumbled in this world word itself. But the only difference is you'll have to take off one word and that word is W.
So W-O-R-L-D. So if
exactly.
you remove W, you have O-R-L-D. You rearrange O-R-L-D, you'll get Lord.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And then Swami, you know, said, what is that W? That W stands for the three most, I would say, vices that generally, you know, we
succumb to.
Succumb to. Absolutely. That's the right word. So it's wine, women and wealth.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, what an overwhelming, you know, answer that Swami gave.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, it is the truth. It is the greatest of all truth.
Mm-hmm.
You take out wine, women and wealth, you jumble the word,
yes,
O-R-L-D, and you have Lord.
And you have a man emerging as a sattvic person.
That's about it.
A man becomes moved from a gentleman to a saint.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
So this is what I remember, you know, how Swami puts those complex answers into simpler form so that, you know, we mortal human beings can understand and then realize, oh my God, you know.
So it's a simple,
so beautiful.
Okay, I am in the world, I have to connect to God. All I have to do is just take care of the W and be wise.
Absolutely, be wise.
Be wise to remove all the other W's.
Exactly.
And then the Lord will rearrange everything in this world.
Exactly.
So that I feel the Lord.
But, you know, Prushti, Swami immediately clarified one thing very interesting, and Swami suddenly smiled and said, that does not mean I am telling you don't marry. Marry,
yes,
but never look at other women.
Yeah, of
he
course.
Made it very clear to all of us.
Yes,
and that was
yes.
the greatest of all answers.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, do everything within the prescribed norms.
Exactly.
And basically, as it's mentioned in Indian scriptures, you know, dharma, artha, kama, moksha.
Exactly.
So, you can earn your money, you can go after whatever is needed for yourself in the world to lead a good life, but it should be according to dharma. Dharma,
exactly.
And kama, moksha. And let your desire be always for God, moksha.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Fantastic. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that is what is there in Indian culture, and here Swami put it so beautifully for all of us.
True.
So this is something, you know, it's very beautiful. It's so fantastic that, you know, when we talk to brothers across generations, across decades who have lived with Swami, each person remembers one thing. And for every person it is new. You know, for every person it is something which is so special. And, you know, even though you have lived with Swami for 10 years, 15 years, for example, for the first time I am listening to this, you know. But this is the only thing that you remember. I mean, one of the many things, but this is one of those foremost things in your mind, which has redefined your life.
Exactly, yeah.
And every student has one such moment, isn't it? The way Swami has touched each one, and the way He has tailor-made His message for each one, is absolutely as enigmatic as He Himself.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
So, brother, definitely this would have had an impact in the way you carried on with your life after you left the portals. The very fact that after so many years, you graduated from here in 1991, and even now you recall this incident with so much of clarity and with so much of intensity, means this has always been there in the corner of your mind, and perhaps it has guided your life, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
So may I ask you, how did this translate in your real life, this message of Bhagwan?
That's very interesting, Prushti. In fact, I've been always throughout in corporate lives, and in corporate life, there's one thing that there's a lot of attraction, and especially in terms of the wealth.
Temptation?
Absolutely. Mm. The vitamin T and the vitamin M, you know, vitamin temptation and vitamin money.
Okay.
It's something hand in hand.
Mm.
So you have to have a lot of control over your, you know, XYZ desires, so that, yes, you know, you don't succumb to all these, you know, interesting things.
Mm.
In fact, I started my career from pharma industry. I was an area manager for Ranbaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved up in terms of the positions, you know, as control and responsible positions. So I was handling a lot of, you know, cash and wealth and money and all that stuff.
Mm.
But, you know, as Swami has always taught us, you know, you have to stay within your own limits.
Yes.
And we never actually focused on wealth. We always believed in one thing. Do the thing that is expected of you to do in a right way. And we exactly did that.
Mm.
So I remember a very, very interesting incident that happened, you know, when I was working in pharma industry and I was posted in Jaipur. I had fallen sick for a pretty long time. It was almost, I would guess, 20, 25 days.
Oh.
And I was admitted in a hospital, and the medical expenditure was, in fact, it was shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was my almost kind of a second job, and we were not so much financially equipped, or I would say, you know, financially balanced.
Mm.
And, you know, 20 days in a hospital means a lot of money.
Yes.
Plus the medications and consultation fees were, you know, extremely, they were high. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I get a check which comes through India Post.
Mm-hmm.
And the check says Anindya Dasgupta pays certain amount. I guess the amount was between 15 to 20,000 rupees.
This was which year?
This was exactly, should be around 95.
In 95,
96. Yeah.
Okay. So it's almost like 25 years.
25 years back.
And at that time, this amount of 10K money.
10K to 15K. Was huge.
Huge, yes, yes.
Was huge. I think it was between 15 to 20. I'm not exactly sure about that, but somewhere between this amount.
Yes.
It was huge money. I probably thought, Prushti, maybe it was my office, you know, who had sent me that check.
Hmm.
So, you know, everything was fine. I was cured and I was back in my office.
You were able to pay all your bills.
Absolutely. Pay all my bills with that check, interestingly. So, I went back to my HR. I asked him, maybe it was some kind of a reimbursement that was, you know, reimbursed to me. Maybe it was some travel expense. So, HR said, no. Even if it was a reimbursement, why would we send you through an India Post? It would come either through a, you know, bank, a direct transfer, or maybe it would come through a courier.
Mm.
And if you have to send a check to you, it always, you know, has a bank transfer, like, you know, salaries and, yes, reimbursements and all. We would never send a check to you that too through, yes, an India Post.
Yes.
Till today, you know, I cannot fathom from where did the check come.
Oh,
who has
you don't
sent
know
the
how
check? I have no clue.
Oh.
Because I was working only for, you know, one pharma organization, and I had no clues. And in fact, I haven't even spoken to my parents about that. Like, I had fallen sick. I was admitted into hospital.
You didn't tell them?
No. So there was no chance that even they could have sent me a check.
So nobody knew about
nobody
it?
Nobody knew except me, my wife and Swami. That's about it.
Oh. Hmm.
And I was totally taken care by that check that came. I paid my
hospital
bills.
So what does your wife
bills.
Feel about it?
Fortunately, she's also a sad devotee.
Wow.
Right? So she, you know, whatever happens in our family, in our life, you always says it's done by the master planner, Swami. That's it.
Wow.
So it was a great experience, you know.
Wow.
No, we were never tempted for anything. We just did our work.
You always believe that I don't have to go after wealth.
That's it.
And wealth comes after you when you need it. Swami arranges it.
It comes the exact amount that you need and require.
And at the right time.
Right time.
The exact amount. I think that is very important.
Exactly.
Swami should always say, wealth should be like your footwear.
Exactly.
If you have a bigger size, it'll be uncomfortable. If it is a smaller size, it'll be uncomfortable.
It'll pinch you.
Yeah, it'll pinch you.
True.
See, just the right size is what will keep you happy and comfortable.
Exactly. That's what exactly it happened.
Yes.
And the moment I paid all my medical bills, I knew, and that amount was exactly appropriate to that, which I needed. That's it.
Wow. And the Lord was invisible.
Invisible.
Wow. I think
He never came in my dream and said, you know what, I gave you the check, I did that, nothing. Swami always is behind the curtains.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, you know, when you think about it, isn't that how Bhagavan always operates, you know? He's doing so many things in our lives and He's doing it so invisibly. You know, we do a little thing and we feel that, you know, we were not recognized. You know, for example, if you've just helped someone with a little thing, you know, perhaps you've given 5,000 to someone, you know, somebody needed help, and we always feel that next time when that person is in front of me, in his eyes, those signs of gratitude should be there. You know, we feel like that.
True.
We have done something for this person. You know, he will always feel beholden to me. Here is someone who constantly is doing stuff for us and loves to be invisible.
Loves to be invisible. I love that word, yeah.
And because as Swami said, you know, you're my own. Because Swami says that is what He is. That is the nature of love.
Exactly.
Perhaps this was one instance where you could very palpably know that, I don't know from where it came from, but I think in our lives, if we every day reflect before we sleep, there could be a million things during the day. There could be at least 10 things during the day where He has invisibly worked and we don't even have any idea that He has actually rearranged. He has rearranged O-R-L-D to make it L-O-R-D.
To make it to L-O-R-D. Very true, yeah.
He's constantly doing that.
Exactly.
We don't even realize. But there are these moments when He sort of makes it a little obvious so that we come into
we realize, yeah,
so that we sort of feel that yes, He's there, so that we feel a little more serious about thinking about Him and, you know, making our life a saga of service to humanity. Wow, wonderful, fantastic. Are there any such instances, any more instances in your life when you really felt again His presence so strongly?
Prushti, there is one incident, you know, that I just remembered. If you permit, maybe I can just quote that beautiful incident.
If we continue to sit and talk, you'll keep remembering.
Keep remembering. You know, every of us can write volumes about Him. Volumes
absolutely.
About Him.
Yeah.
Now, this is a very interesting incident that happened sometime in 2000 to 2001, right? And I was, in fact, wanting to traveling to Kedarnath with my wife. And This is a fantastic incident that I can really recall.
Mm-hmm.
And we were traveling to Kedarnath and we just had, in fact, 4 days of holidays to travel to Kedarnath.
Mm-hmm.
It was the month of September. It was extremely cold out, you know, there in Himalayas.
Kedarnath is all snow.
It's all snow.
Yes.
So I wanted to take permission from my parents. So they refused. They said, no, don't be crazy. You know, September, October, you want to go to Kedarnath. In fact, Kedarnath closes sometime around end of September.
Yes.
So we were, I think, mid of September and we just has 5 days. So we were desperately wanting to go to Kedarnath.
Mm-hmm.
We asked parents, they refused.
Oh.
We asked our relatives, they refused. We asked our, you know, Sai family sisters, whether they said, it's crazy, never go to Kedarnath in the month of September. It's going to be freezing cold.
Mm. People generally go in the summer, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so, April, May. Yeah.
Very true. Mm. So, you know, what we do, we kept 2 little chits in front of our altar.
Mm-hmm.
Swami, we just have 5 days, you know, please allow us.
Mm.
We wrote that and we, you know, put 1 chit, Swami permits, 2nd Swami postpones it.
Okay.
And then we picked up the chit after having done the Aarti and Sai Gayatri, it says, go ahead.
Oh.
Right? And we didn't tell anyone. So we pack our bags, we take a taxi. At that time I was located at a place in UP known as Meerut.
Okay.
So if you have traveled to Kedarnath or Badrinath, Prushti, you will have to go through a place, a wonderful place known as Rishikesh.
Yes.
Now, Rishikesh comes in the state of Uttaranchal or Uttarakhand.
Yes.
And Meerut comes in the state of Uttar Pradesh.
Okay.
So these are 2 different states.
Yes.
So when you move from one different state, so there is a fluctuations of the fuel prices.
Okay.
So what happens when you take a cab from UP and go up the mountain to Uttarakhand, generally what the drivers do, they never fill their tanks because the fuel cost at Uttaranchal is slightly lower, maybe 4 to 5 rupees, and to 5 rupees makes a big, you know, kind of a savior for them.
In the long distance.
Exactly.
Matters.
So what they do is the moment they cross UP and they come to Uttarakhand, then they refill their entire tank and then we go up the mountain and come back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a, you know, kind of a practice that these taxi drivers, they have.
Mm-hmm.
So that one fine morning, we started from Meerut about 5 o'clock, you know, with our taxis, and we reached Rishikesh around, I would say, 12:31.
Mm-hmm.
And as we reached Rishikesh, which is a part of the Uttarakhand, there was a huge traffic jam because there was a strike of all the petrol bunks.
Oh.
And the strike on that day was day number one, and the strike would eventually continue for 3 business days more.
Oh my God.
Which means we were actually stranded in Uttarakhand. We just could not even go half a kilometer, no fuel at all.
Oh my God.
Right? And before me, there were at least, I would say, 300 to 400 trucks and cabs and cars. They were all lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was close to around 500 and 600 between that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was no fuel pumps at all anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we were stranded. So I was literally furious on the driver. I said, look, gentlemen, we had planned to go to Kedarnath. You should have filled your tank right in UP.
Yes.
So he said, sir, we never do it because we always, you know, follow it as a practice because we have to cross Uttarakhand. The fuel prices are less.
Mm.
I can save some money for that.
Mm.
It was almost, I guess, 4 to 5 rupees a difference.
Those are not the days of mobile phones.
Not at all.
Otherwise, you would have got the information.
You know, GPS, mobile phone, those were not there at that point of time. So what happened, can you believe, Prushti, I was literally howling at the driver and my wife was sitting next to me. She said, look, you are a Swami student. You are not supposed to lose the temper. It's all Swami's wish. And I was literally pounding her. I said, look, I've just got four days of vacation.
Yeah.
I had to go to Kedarnath. Now this guy has screwed my entire vacation because of his unplanned things. He should have filled his tank right at UP. Then my wife says, relax, Swami is with us. He has given his permission. Nothing is going to happen.
Wow.
Now, Prushti, can you beat it? While we were having this kind of an argument in the car, in the taxi, a gentleman, taps the window of
cab.
The cab, rather, and I'm sitting on the left-hand side, my wife is on the right-hand side, someone taps the window. And I unrolled the glass and I said, yes, tell me, what can I do for you? I thought he was a beggar kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me 3 questions. He said, are you going to Kedarnath? How did he know first? I don't know. But that time I was so fuming with anger, all this thing never came to me.
Yeah.
He said, are you going to Kedarnath? I said, yes. You need fuel? I said, yes. He said, do one thing. You walk around 40-50 steps, there's a petrol pump. Behind petrol pump, there is a room. Inside the room, there's a gentleman who's sitting with a can. He has got 10 liters of diesel.
Oh.
And with 10 liters, you can at least go more than 150 kilometers up the mountain. And up the mountain, there is no... There's band.
Oh, no band there.
There's no band over
there. No strike there.
It's only in Uttarakhand and that too, this Rishikesh, Dehradun belt.
Okay.
If you go up the mountain because it's a mountainous travel, so there is no band over there. No strike over there. So the strike is only here at the plains.
Mm-hmm.
I told my wife, just can you go and check whether what he says is true or not? So my wife's name is Neelam. So she in fact gets out of the car. She goes 40-50 steps and there's a petrol pump. And there is a little kind of a room behind the petrol pump. And she confirmed me that there was a gentleman who was sitting with a can who had diesel worth approximately around 10 to 15 liters.
Wow.
She comes back and tells me this is a fact. And believe me, I was in. It still sends me goosebumps. I still cannot believe her.
How can you do this to me?
Can you beat it?
Yeah.
And then I get out of my car, I go to the petrol pump, I meet that gentleman, he says, I have got diesel only for you because I knew you want to go to Kedarnath. Someone came and told this to me. Take the diesel, do not tell this to anyone.
Yeah, because you said there are hundreds of cars waiting
there. There 400, 500 cars in front of my car. I quietly paid him and you know how much did he charge me? He charged me the exact cost of the diesel. Because at such time, generally, people, they inflate the price and they charge you a bomb.
Yes.
He charged me exact the cost that fuel pump in those days is to sell diesel, you know, per liter for.
Wow.
I took the can. I went to my cab. I told the cab driver. He was amazed. He said, how did you get a can of diesel of 10 liters?
You're a miracle man.
Right? You know, if someone sees you.
Yes.
In fact, they're going to seize that petrol pump. I said, I don't know. There is a little house behind the pump. And that's what the gentleman said, it's for me. And we fill 10 liters of petrol. 10 liters means when you can easily go 150 kilometers diesel. And we crossed all those caravan of 500-600 cars.
My
and we were up in the mountain. 3-4 days, we had wonderful darshan of Lord Kedarnath.
Yes.
And Swami had given us permission through those little chits.
Wow.
And we returned back to Meerut safe.
Wow.
Absolutely.
But for me, life is a joyride.
It is a joyride.
I mean, it's a joyride. Wow. When everybody else was stranded, here was Swami carrying you. And you're going for Kedarnath Darshan. So Swami is clearing all the way.
All the way.
I think that's how life is, isn't it? Our life is towards the Darshan of the Lord, towards that Kedarnath, Darshan of Lord Shiva, you know, that is what
he holds your hands and takes you through.
So he's feeling you all the time. He's feeling the power.
Fueling, yeah.
He's feeling you all the time. And provided our focus is only him. And, you know, the experience would have been even sweeter if you had not lost your temper. Because Swami, anyway, he's arranging. When once he's sort of, you had that confidence that Swami has given me permission and I am embarking this journey not on my strength, but on his strength. You know, I'm doing this because I know he's with me and it is his will that I go.
So that was a learning for me, Prushti.
Yes.
Why are you losing your temper? Why are you shouting at someone? When Swami has said, yes, you know, you have my permission.
Yes.
Just leave it to me.
Just leave it to
me. I'm going to take you along.
Wow, fantastic. Amazing. And I think there will be many more such instances where, you know, you've just left everything to him and he is taken care of. And I think it is happening every day, every moment in our lives. The very fact that, you know, we are having this conversation now, I feel that we were supposed to do this conversation yesterday, but I don't know if you would have shared these instances yesterday, because before the conversation, the kind of things that you were sort of told me, this was not included.
Exactly.
So maybe Swami wanted that.
This just came out. I just remembered this piece of, you know.
I know. So maybe this is something that Swami wanted all to hear. Everything, once you leave it to him, life is a continuous series of miracles. And thank you so much for sharing this on this beautiful New Year
day. Thank you so much.
As the New Year begins, let's embark on this beautiful new chapter of life with Sai.
With Sai.
Then every day we will enjoy living in Sai and there will be no end joy, not that end joy, but we will live always in joy.
In joy. Very true.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you so much, Prushti. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So that was Brother Anindya Das Gupta, a former student of Bhagwan's University. One of the Prema Bandham conversations that we had the chance to record and share. Dear listeners, there are any number of such moments, moments of deep love, moments of deep learning, moments of deep revelation. And the saga continues. We'll share some more of these in the coming episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Thank you so much for being with us through this beautiful journey. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You're most welcome to send us your feedback on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. Once again, 9393-258-258. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.